Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The heat advisory continues this afternoon. Our heat index already close to 100 here at midday. It could approach 110 later this afternoon. The family of missing Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen says her remains have been found and that the suspect killed himself. Attorney Natalie Kawam spoke out in a morning press conference.
We want a bill in her name. I am Vanessa Guillen, ready to be passed that says you don't be afraid to report sexual harassment. You report it and you need a third party to report it to. Like any other private company, when somebody gets sexually harassed, you call the EEOC, independent agency.
The Army now says one military suspect took his own life yesterday in Killeen. Another suspect, a civilian, is in custody. Vanessa Guillen was last seen April 22nd. Her ID, wallet, and car keys were found in the armory room where she was working earlier in the day. Her cell phone remains missing. About 1,000 Dallas police officers are being tested this week for COVID-19 thanks to a partnership between the Dallas Police Association and a private company. SafeWork started testing yesterday at the union's headquarters, and that continues today. DPA President Mike Mata says the test can bring peace of mind to officers who are worried their interaction with the public could hurt their families.
We know the dangers of the job when we go knocking on a door and we have no idea who's on the other side of the door, and we hope that we come home every day. But usually you leave that at work.
Officers and their spouses can get tested through the end of the day today. 84 Dallas Police Department employees have tested positive since the outbreak started. By the way, the coronavirus testing site at the American Airlines Center has been shut down. It's been replaced by a new site at the University of Dallas in Irving. The testing site at the Ellis Davis Fieldhouse will remain open and is actually boosting capacity starting today. Plano is recommending people wear masks when they go into businesses, but the city has backed off a plan to require them. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
The Plano City Council had a mask requirement on its agenda. Mayor Harry LaRosse-Lierre says 1,100 people commented when the agenda was posted, and 83% of them supported the requirement.
So when I see that, as far as I'm concerned, I feel the debate is over. Our community has told us where their mindsets are.
Councilman Anthony Riccardelli proposed an amendment changing the requirement to a recommendation. He says people should wear masks, but the government should not threaten fines.
The issue is not about whether an individual at that establishment is not wearing a mask. The issue is about whether there is a health and safety plan and whether it's been posted.
The amended recommendation passed 5-3 and will stay in place until the council meets in August. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Parents in the Fort Worth ISD will get to choose how their kids resume classes next month. They'll have the option of choosing between in-person and online instruction. They can weigh in starting today. Fort Worth Superintendent Dr. Kent Scribner says the online experience for the upcoming school year will be much different from the instruction last spring.
Any student that will be choosing the virtual at-home learning option will learn from a Fort Worth ISD teacher using Fort Worth ISD curriculum, and that instruction will take place from a Fort Worth ISD facility.
The Fort Worth ISD is still planning to resume classes August 17th. The Austin City Limits Music Festival has been canceled. Organizers made the announcement today saying it's the only responsible choice and that the health and safety of its fans, artists, partners, staff, and the entire Austin community remains its highest priority. ACL says the festival will return to celebrate its 20th anniversary in October 2021. The festival says it will offer refunds for fans who cannot attend next year's festival, but encourages them to keep their tickets to lock in prices. A craft brewery in Fort Worth becomes another victim of the pandemic.
The Deep Ellum Funky Town Fermatorium, a spinoff of Dallas's Deep Ellum Brewing Company, shut down for good after just 1 year. While the coronavirus pandemic was a huge reason for the closing, owners also blame House Bill 3287, which requires brewers who produce more than 225,000 barrels a year to pay a distributor to deliver their beer, even if the destination is inside their own facility. Critics call it an extortion fee that benefits big beer companies. The original Deep Ellum Brewing Company taproom is closed due to COVID-19, but will reopen once it's safe. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Rangers and Carter Blood Care teaming up for a 3-day blood drive. It's underway today. Keone Holloman with Carter Blood Care says they are going through one of the most prolonged blood shortages in recent history.
This is in part due to the normal summer drop in donations we have, but combined with the blood drive cancellation due to COVID-19.
That blood drive goes from 9 until 5 today through Friday in the all-you-can-eat area at Globe Life Field to ensure proper social distancing inside the ballpark. Donors are asked to make an appointment and to arrive 20 minutes early. Face masks are required. And a business note, General Motors says vehicle deliveries were down 34% in the just concluded quarter. GM sales were off 24% for April, May, and June. The automaker says it plans to keep plants open during the typical summer shutdown period to restock inventory.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.